AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Federal and state prosecutors in Minnesota have made a plea deal with a man who has admitted to abducting and killing 11-year-old Jacob Wetterling back in October 1989. The deal calls for no charges from the Wetterling case against Danny Heinrich, who has confessed to abducting, sexually assaulting, and shooting the young small-town boy from central Minnesota. U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger.
There's great sadness and heartbreak in our state today, and an outpouring of grief for Jacob, for what he went through, and for the Wetterling family.
Heinrich does face a maximum of 20 years in prison on a federal child pornography count, which he pleaded guilty to. The judge will decide his eventual sentence. He did lead authorities to Jacob's body last week after initially denying involvement in the young boy's death. Democrat Hillary Clinton continues to blast away at Republican Donald Trump in a campaign stop in Tampa. Clinton accuses Trump of being cavalier about nuclear weapons.
He says he doesn't care if other countries get them, doesn't know why they haven't been used already. I mean, it's so mind-boggling. When I hear these things, I say that can't be true.
At a stop in Virginia Beach, Virginia, Trump told current and former members of the military that Clinton has little regard for their welfare.
You have illegal immigrants. I hate to say this in this room because you have a lot of vets in the room, but you have illegal immigrants that she wants and he wants treated better than veterans.
The election falls on November 8th, just over 2 months from now. Pennsylvania judge says he wants Bill Cosby's felony sexual assault case to go to trial no later than June 5th. Prosecutors say they hope to have 13 Cosby accusers testify at that trial. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow is up 46. This is AP Radio News. Former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson has agreed to settle a sexual harassment suit against former network chief Roger Ailes. Warren Levinson has more from New York.
Gretchen Carlson settled her sexual harassment lawsuit for what a person familiar with the settlement says is $20 million. 21st Century Fox issued an apology saying she was not treated with the respect and dignity she deserves. The suit led to the lightning-quick removal of Ailes after a Fox probe unearthed many similar allegations against him.
The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in North Dakota has asked a federal judge to order a temporary work stoppage to a company building a $3.8 billion oil pipeline. The tribe claims the work has destroyed sacred and culturally significant sites outside its reservation. The company says it hasn't destroyed any such sites. Army Corps of Engineers says it won't oppose the tribe's request in the interest of preserving peace. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.